Welcome back, everybody, to another exciting episode of the Spokespeople Podcast. I am your host, Dave, and our other host.
Also Dave.
There you have it. Two Daves, no waiting. Excited to get back for another episode in 2025, our episode number 20.
20?
Yeah, this is number 20.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, our 20th episode.
Oh.
20th episode in 2025.
Why did you guys keep telling me like 26 for some reason?
No, we're going to do, our goal is to do 26 this year. So one every other week. We're a little behind, so we got to kind of catch up.
Okay.
So,
if you say so.
Today, we're kind of excited because last episode we had with you, we talked about Nos and we talked about Thor and we talked about some other things going on. But this episode, we wanted to talk to you about some of the gravel races. All the gravel all the time.
That's what it's all about, apparently.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for road bike racing to come back. I think it will.
Well, we're going to talk about that today, too. Not road bike in the sense of what, you know, like the tour, you know, which we do love to talk about, which, by the way, what episode was that, Drew? Do you remember? What was it? Seven. There you go. Once again, we got Drew's voice on the radio. I don't know about that.
But that was his dad that we were doing.
Yeah,
that
it was.
Yeah.
Talk about an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
So we'll do that again this year. I think we should. I've had a couple people say, hey.
Okay.
So I got a buddy of mine who's out in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And he's been to the tour. He actually went out there to tour.
Dude,
he's the guy that got me into racing bikes back in high school. I'm going to throw a name out to him. His name's Mark Hepperman. And Mark got me into riding Bianchi way back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
But he and his father actually went, and they actually went out to France and watched the tour. Loves
dream right there.
He's a hell of a chef. So
is Hepperman guy?
Hepperman.
Okay. Yeah.
As in, not Peppermint Patty, Hepperman.
Okay.
Yeah. Good dude. Knew him in high school. Mark was a great person all around.
Cool.
So kudos to him, his wife and kids too, by the way. I'll throw a shout out to him. We'll do that for this year too, because I think a lot of people have asked for it, because that was really, really good episode. You were wrong, by the way.
The Tour de France one. What are you talking about? How was I wrong?
You picked the wrong winner. You said, this is the guy that's going to win it, and he didn't win it.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Who did I say was supposed to win it? Vingegaard?
I think it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
I mean, go back and listen. It's episode 7.
Dude, if there's anything that I hate more than, one, listening to the sound of my own voice, or two, being told what I said in the past, those are the two things. Yeah. No, I'm not going back.
But let's talk about a couple off-track things first before we get into the Iowa Gravel Series, which we're going to talk about. We talked about the Nos races.
We did.
But in April, we also have the Iowa Wind and Rock coming up on the 19th and
20th. Oh, yeah, Ken's doing that. He's training hard right now.
So, I believe, is Teresa Bender.
Bender's doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she got a new bike. Remember, we put that bike together.
So, this used to be called Trans Iowa for people who don't know. And I think it transects Iowa north to south, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it goes? Because east to west, that'd be all...
But you just, I mean, that time of year, you just never know what you're going to get.
Oh, God. April in Iowa? Forget it.
Yeah, you never know.
You could have anything. And usually it's rain.
I believe that is Easter weekend.
Is it really?
April 19th,
20th. Talk about suffering, man. I'm telling you.
Right. No kidding. And then in May, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is May.
Okay.
The National Crit Race is coming in.
You mean the Exarban one? That's in May?
That's going to be at the Baxter, yeah.
Oh, in Exarban Village.
Yeah, the TIRC.
Yeah, that's not going to be at Baxter. That's where we have our Tuesday nights. That's much too small. They're actually having it in Exarban Village.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's going to be in and around all those buildings, like HDR and the theater and all that. They've got a little figure-eight course.
Are all those streets paved?
They're all paved, but some of the surface, in my opinion, is not what you want for a criterium. And I honestly don't know why they picked it, but the word on the street is that the city's going to go in there and smooth everything out. Let us hope so. Because I think some of these guys...
Well, I'll tell you what, the potholes in front of my house better be fixed before that gets done. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well... Hey, man, Jean Stothert's on board.
And that's why I ride a Jeep, because I... even in the streets, you just got to have that.
Now,
but that should be a very interesting event.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be.
It's going to be the top Criterion pros in the country. These are the fastest guys in America,
yeah.
Period.
It'll be, I mean, if for no other reason than just to go down and hang out, drink some beers and watch, it, I think, was worth it.
I'm telling you what, these people are legit.
Yes, absolutely.
The men and the women's races are going to blow your mind with the speed.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go check that one out. And then in June,
mm-hmm.
Bike Ride Across Nebraska is going on again, June 1st through the 7th. They've got a really good route this year.
What number brand are we on?
43?
I think it's 43. Did it start in the 70s? I think it did. It started after Ragbri.
Yes, it did start after Ragbri.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of when I did 80, the summer of 86.
I want to say we're going on like 44 brand. We have the shirts from last year.
Well, yeah, we do. But
what number are they on?
They took 2 years off because of COVID. So that's why it's 43. I think it should be 45.
Okay, I see.
Right, but they had those 2 years where they, you know.
Right.
So I think the first one they did like 23.2 or something like that as a joke, kind of because like, hey, they had to cancel it at the time. So they got that going on, and they're still taking registers. So if you want to register for that, that's still an event to go. And you know, I highly suggest you get out there if you're interested in something like that. They do a good
job.
It's
the best way to see our beautiful state, especially the sand hills. You know, a lot of people don't realize how pretty Nebraska is because they're not in the right place.
Oh, I agree.
I-80 is
I-80 is not the way you want to see it.
No.
Then in August, we've got Gravel Worlds on the 22nd and the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
But then the following week, the Dakota 5-0 in Spearfish, South Dakota.
5-0 fever.
August 31st, that's Labor Day weekend.
If you haven't, you got to go, even if you don't race. Best place to go to ride mountain bikes.
Right. Now, I did hear that NAS on, I think it was August 2nd, they have a race scheduled, but it's kind of a mystery race. They haven't announced it yet. It's
still location-wise?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I mean, I just, the feedback I got was that it's right now a mystery race. They're going to do it. They just haven't announced where it is. So we'll look forward to that.
Stay tuned.
Exactly. And then October... Big Sugar, Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, down in Bentonville, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to take the beast down there this year. Just shut the shop down for a couple of days. Everybody load up.
We'll just leave Jamie here. He'll be up here quoting stats to everybody. He won't even know we're gone.
You know, but there's benefits to having Jamie.
Oh, no, listen.
He makes freaking ridiculously good coffee, and the soundtrack is going to just rock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, you know, I mean, we'll put him up in the bunk, keep him out of everyone's way, but, yeah, but we should take him with, you know.
No. And he can expound on any subject.
I don't know. I've heard that they're going to be doing Super Bloom again.
Super Bloom? from Prairie Bloom?
Yeah.
I
heard that they're going to be doing the race. Now, I don't know that for sure, so I cannot. I'll have to
get
the confirmation
on that. I
would put a pin
in that. I'm not 100% sure.
I'll put a pin in it, and I keep waiting to see if something happens there. But then some of the other things that people can do, which I think are very, very important, is you got the Tuesday Crit.
Tuesday Crits are the way to go.
Yep, Tuesday Crit, and that is at Baxter.
Yep.
And then on Thursdays, you've got all the Bellevue Berry Farm rides.
Oh, yeah, Taco.
You start at Pint 9 and mm-hmm. Cross Strain, and you
Well, you know
there.
There's two taco rides. There's the OG taco ride that starts at, what is it, Thomas Jefferson
Middle
School?
No, Lewis Central.
Lewis Central, whichever one it is.
Starts at Lewis Central.
On the Wabash.
On the Wabash Trail.
Yeah, you go to Margaritaville, and if you're lucky, you never even make it into Mineola.
No, you don't.
I'm just kidding, Mineola.
I'll be honest with you. I really have enjoyed the Bellevue Berry Farm. I think they got a great setup.
You know, it's fun because they usually have a band.
They do.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because like...
There's more space to move around.
For a lot of Omahans, well, you know, here's the deal. You get on the trail and you ride down there, right? And that's a lot easier than driving over to Council Bluffs, getting on the Wabash and blah, 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 you know?
It is.
But the OG one is the OG one, and, you know.
I get it. The OG one, the OG one. I kind of like, I know that we're going to be sending the beast down to Cross Strain and Pint 9.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. We're going to be looking. Probably not every Thursday, but we're going to try to do it as often as possible where we can be down there and we can at least support people on their ride.
We could at least get some free beers out of it.
You know, I'm going to work my magic.
Work the angles, man.
So, but then, of course, randomly, the beast is going to actually be out at Zirinsky Lake on occasion,
or
some of the other places on the trails, just to kind of hang out and hey, if we're there, if you need help, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be, you know, I talked with a couple of guys and everyone, we all kind of came up with the idea of like, hey man, let's just go hang out at one of the places. And if people want to come out, if they need some help or anything, we're there.
Well,
I'm
that's
a great idea.
Are we going to go to the NOS?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so we'll be at the NOS races and
so if you
we'll be at Louisville Gravel.
Yeah. We're going to get the beast out a lot. So
okay.
if you're new to the podcast, and I hope there are some new people.
Hi, Mom.
I can't say that. Because she's dead. But it is what it is, right? Aww. It happens to us all. So the beast is our RV. It's a 37-foot truck, RV, that has...
It's got a toy hauler in the back.
Yeah, it's a toy hauler is attached to it, so it's all one unit. And we basically use that as a mobile shop, and we load up our tools and everything we need to basically assist you if you have any help. We are also available. If you guys are putting on any special events, please reach out to us here at the Bikeway, and we're happy to see if we can't come and help.
Especially if your event involves giving us free beer.
Yeah.
Or Jameson. That's the same thing.
Those are really low labor costs on those days. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
So, but the main objective today is we're going to talk about a couple, we're going to kind of get into the gravel a little bit.
I just love that we have objectives.
Right. And if you remember our very, 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 very first episode, episode one.
I told you I don't like to revisit the past.
Dave, it's the first way to heal. Okay.
No.
So we had Brad. We had Brad from Omaha Velo.
Brad Oldfield?
Oldfield.
Oldfield?
No, look at it. All right, so here's the joke.
No.
I made the mistake of calling him Oilfield. I don't know. Listen, I was reading.
It's still the funniest thing that's ever been said in this building.
I was literally reading.
About oil fields?
Yes. I was actually reading, to be honest with you, I was reading about the Bakken oil fields up north.
Oh, you were?
I really, honest to God, was.
Oh, my God.
Because I keep up on that stuff, right? You know, I like commodities, right? So I was reading up on this, and I called him Brad Oilfield. And it's kind of stuck, and everyone makes fun of me about it. And now I just
we call him that now.
I know.
I can't call him that now.
It's like I go to say Oilfield, and it just comes out Oilfield.
Oil.
I mean, I do it all the time.
No,
I feel
it wasn't
horrible.
Even Oilfield. It was Oiled Field.
Oilfield.
Oiled Field.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I felt really bad about it.
Hilarious.
Happened on episode one.
Right.
Because It grew legs.
Yeah.
But Brad, if you're listening, we love you, brother. We really do.
You are one of the decent people.
You really are one of the most decent people I've met. I enjoy the guy immensely. That's why I'm always very happy to help Omaha Velo and all the things that they do. Are they looking for new members at Omaha Velo?
We'll take anybody, pretty much.
Well, not anybody. You got to be kind of a nice guy.
I am
a
member.
It's a nice. Oh, you're right.
It will take anyone.
So they will take anyone.
Yeah. I mean, his dad's a member too.
But I like his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. And then, so, every group has to have their work in progress, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm glad you said it nicely.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to be nicer to you, Dave.
Cool.
I'm more than likely going to fail miserably, but I'm going to try.
All right.
You know, do or do not. There is no try.
That'll work.
There's my Star Wars reference for the episode. So, Iowa Gravel. Let's talk about Iowa.
Iowa Gravel.
Hang on a second. I did
was
tell
that
you.
Was that a dying chicken?
No, listen. Listen to this. That sound is a Easter egg in every single Star Wars episode, cartoon, Mandalorian, anytime somebody gets shot in a battle scene, that is the sound.
Oh,
you
really?
Hear. Yes. They've played it in every movie since 1977,
like
The New Hope.
It sounds like some of the audio when they were in the trash compactor. It's not from that?
No, it's from a stormtrooper.
It's like whenever a stormtrooper gets shot.
Whenever
at least one of them. In the New Hope,
Luke and Leia are on the... get through the door, and there's no bridge. They have to extend the bridge.
That's
right. And he reaches up, and he shoots that guy. And he gets shot. Ah! And he falls.
Right.
Ever since there, that soundtrack...
So there's all those little running gags in Star Wars. A lot. Like, Star Wars nerds, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I get a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, so, it's in every... I mean, like, all the cartoons...
I think R2-D2 says it one time. Like...
Every single thing, every cartoon, everything they've ever done, that soundtrack is somewhere hidden in there.
Even in the cartoons.
Even in the cartoons.
Dude, you've got to be a nerd.
But that, I mean,
if you know that. I'm not saying you're a nerd, but yeah.
I don't care. I'm 55, man. I don't care Star what people Wars think about nerd. Me anymore. So, anyway, let's talk about the Iowa Gravel. Oh, no.
What are we doing first?
We're talking about Velo. We got the Velo race going
on.
Yeah,
man, because I think ours comes up first, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, ours is April 12th. Yeah, that's
so registration.
Close to now.
Registration
is ends, open.
It's open right now, but it ends on April 9th.
Which I believe is a Thursday.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing is that Brad Oilfield said that it closed on the 10th.
Yeah, well, I just checked Bike Reg and it says 9th. So,
well, it does, but I got a text from him the other night. So we're going to actually try to get Brad to come out and talk more in detail about it as we get closer.
This is the kind of stuff that people want to get solved, you know?
They do. Here's the other thing that we're going to attempt to do at this event.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're going to have the Beast out there, we're going to attempt to do a live podcast.
Oh my God, I was just thinking that. That'd be sweet.
We're going to give her a go, right? And then we're also going to do some video where we interview some of the riders. Because we got some equipment for that. We got some mics that are nice. So we're going to try to do some of that as well.
Cool.
And we'll post that on our website and YouTube channel.
I actually have some history in that. Because I used to be, they used to rope me into this where I would be like the MC for some of the Thor stuff.
Yeah. Well, I saw you as an MC at the cross race that was downtown.
The downtown cross race?
No, it's down off like 42nd. It was 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
42nd.
Where was it 2 years ago?
Oh, Mandan Park, you mean?
Yeah, there we go.
That's 13th, bro.
13th Street, yeah. Okay.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I said 42nd. Yeah, no, 13th Street, yeah. So, I remember you.
Oh, yeah, because, Todd kept wanting me to do it and everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, I saw you do it there. But, so, the Louisville Classic.
The Louisville Classic.
And that is going to be at the Lilac Hill.
Yeah. It's a cool little event center. People get married there and they have little things there. It's kind of cool, man.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And so they're going to have events going on. Louisville, kudos to them. They really kind of come out of the woodwork to support and help this. I mean, they've been great. The mayor's loved it. They've been fantastic. So where they start and everything like that, all the specific details, we'll get Brad in here and we'll go over that here as soon as we can coordinate that with him. But in the meantime.
Did you see it last year, the start?
No, I got sick as a dog.
So here's how it was super cool. Name a gravel race that has a lead out from a Chevrolet Corvette. You can't. We got a lead out by a Chevrolet Corvette until like the streets ran out.
The new model?
I think it was, man. It was badass. And then it was this huge kind of like kick-ass monster truck, Chevy. Dude, I felt like a rock star, like going through town. Like we were burning rubber, it was cool.
And where were you when it started?
Oh, well, I purposefully went in the back because I was in bad shape.
I was there.
Where was I?
You were running. They had already started and you were running up to the line. Trying to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because I don't know what I was doing. I think I might have been going to the bathroom.
All right, so James
crazy.
Christ, I just want you to know that when he yelled at your wife once again, he was
she
late.
Wasn't there.
He was she wasn't at the Louisville, but I'm talking you were late to the NOS race, and that's why you're like, can somebody get over here and help me? And she was all upset about missing you. And once again, you show up at another race late. I think that's kind of Dave's.
No, dude, I did not show up late. I was working that for Omaha Velo. I was like everyone's like mechanical assistant. So people would come over there and I had to fix this guy's entire
disc brakes
assembly. By
the way, everyone, that
assembly.
Incredibly smooth, sexy voice you heard was our producer, True.
He's going to edit that out. You
no,
know
he's
that
not.
For
he
fact.
Can't because we're talking about the Louisville Gravel and all the things about it, and we're going to be talking about other things too, so he can't. Right. He won't. He won't do it to us.
No, I was not late. I was working for Omaha Velo.
Oh, okay.
I was a mechanical assistance guy.
All right.
So,
well, go online to omahavelo.com, and they have races you can check out. You can register, links to it. It was a great race.
Registration
last year.
Is on bikereg.com. Everyone knows that.
Bikereg.com, and they got links on the website, and you can check out what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in joining Velo, reach out to them. I
mean, so our race
cool
is
people.
First in the local area.
That is right.
And then there's the Les Hills Enduro, and we'll have Raffle
and
in
so
here.
For many people, they would call it the Los Hills, but it is... Dave and I had the argument
it's not an argument, it's a discussion.
You're right. It was a discussion. I said, well, it's Los Hills. He goes, no, it's Les Hills. He goes, oh, yeah, trust me, it's Les Hills.
Technically, it's Los.
Los.
It's German. It means how it sounds.
Why is it German?
Because those were the immigrants who named it.
Okay, there are two sets of Los Hills in the world. One's in Council Bluffs. Where's the other one?
China.
Exactly.
The China ones are bigger, and they actually have a group of indigenous Chinese people, or like a separate ethnicity, and they live in them. They dig homes out of these things. They're much taller than ours, and they're more extensive. Ours is the second longest in the world. It goes all the way from South Dakota, mm-hmm. just slightly north of Sioux City, all the way down into Missouri. So,
but yeah. Do you know how they're formed?
They're so it's the sand, as it were, is not like what you would commonly think of as sand. The glaciers came in thousands of years ago, and they scraped the bedrock granite.
Mm-hmm.
That granite then was washed away into what is known as an alluvial plain.
Correct.
And it flowed out, and as it dried out, the prevailing winds blew it up into these gigantic dunes, which later were covered with grassy vegetation. They used to be much taller. We know this for a fact, much taller than they are now, probably twice as high.
And for the record, everyone, he called me a nerd. I mean, let's face it, dude. I knew the answer too, but I'm just impressed that you knew the
thing
answer too.
Is, I remember one time, this was when our son was really young, and he's like 30 now. We took him to a place near, it's on the Iowa side, near like Hickory or something like that. And they have a state park there.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's in a verbatim spiel. I don't know. I'm not really good at memorizing stuff, but I read that and I'm like, oh man, that's super cool.
I thought it was very interesting when I read
it.
So
the interesting thing about this kind of sand is that because it was formed by scraping action and then blown up into dunes, and it wasn't washed around in the ocean, the edges of it, if you look at it under a microscope, they are sharp and angled.
Mm-hmm.
And
as opposed to rounded.
As opposed to rounded sand, which is in the ocean, it's been polished for millions of years, and all those rough edges are polished off.
Right.
So they can take a higher angle because of the physical properties of the sand.
Correct.
And they can be 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Sea sand, you can't get it much over 15 or 20.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Once again, nerd.
Nerds.
So we got the Los Hills Enduro.
Yeah. So have you ever actually been in the area where the Los Hills Enduro is?
No, so I have
it
not.
Is
but
really cool.
Is Ralph going to be coming back for that, do you think?
It's Raffle.
Raffle.
Yeah. So Raffle is the director.
We had Raffle.
And we will have him in here. Maybe we'll have him here next week whenever he's available.
We had Raffle here for, what was the?
The Cross Race Series.
The Cross Race Series.
We had him
series.
In here with Dr. O'Brien.
Yep.
The EOB, as the kids call them.
Yep.
So
we have that one going on. And then we also have
Iowa Gravel.
The Iowa Gravel Series.
A seven race series. A lot of that on our side, right next to us.
So here's the season for 2025 is
the Iowa Gravel Series.
The Iowa Gravel Series is season. The Kelowna Horseshoe,
mm-hmm.
the Silver City Century, the Wakan 100. The Albia Holy Cow, Soldier Cutoff Hill Duro, Glenwood Super Bloom, and Fairfield Harvest Rush.
Okay.
Those are the races that are going on. Now, I'm assuming since that is in order there, they're basically going to have the Kelowna Horseshoe starts May 10th. So the series is going to start May 10th, and if you go to iowagravelseries.com, you can sign up and register and get in some of those races, which I personally think these guys have done a good job over the years. This has been going on a long time, right? How many years has this been going on? Was it named something different before?
No, I don't know. I want to say it's like 3 or 4 years now, but I mean, don't quote me. Some of these races individually might have existed, and then they were kind of, because all of these are put on by different clubs. I think it's under a series, but like, In the similar way that Thor was organized, the bike clubs would actually put on the race, you know, under Thor.
Right.
Like Bikeway would put on a race, Omaha Velo right. would put on a race, blah, 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 you know.
So Silver City is May 17th, so you got basically 1 week apart from each other.
Oh, wow.
The Wakan 100 is June 21st. Then the Albia Holy Cow is July 12th. The Glenwood Gravel is August 9th. Soldier Cutoff Hilduro is September 20th. And then the Fairfield Harvest Rush is October 4th.
So the interesting thing about these less hill formations is these dunes can be quite steep. And in pre-settler times, they were just covered with grass.
Right.
And fires would just come in and burn off any trees that would be on them. But we stopped all that, and now they're all covered with, like, you know, Iowa oaks and things like that. Yeah. So they've kind of maintained their steepness.
Yeah.
So in some of these places, they're too steep to drive over. And so what they've done is, years and years ago, is they literally cut right through these things. And that's what the cutoff is. Okay, so on the Les Hills Enduro one, there is a place where you're going through basically a man-made canyon that's over 20 feet tall, and you're surrounded by the Les, the sand. It's kind of neat.
Well,
and then it's just kind of a neat feeling, especially it's like May and the trees have already bloomed.
If you go by Crescent, right, if you head up that way.
Yes.
Up there, they've got a rock quarry mining operation up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't, have you noticed it?
I go to Crescent a lot, so.
it's on the south side as you cross I-29, you head in there, and then you can go left or right.
If you go
left, you head towards the ski place. If you go right, you go, the quarry.
You're
down
talking
that
about Lime Kiln Road.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. And actually that kind of, if you take that, then you can go, I think, is it northeast? And it goes up and over, like two of basically what would be the dunes, and then you're back on the old Lincoln Highway.
Right.
We kind of, there's some cool routes in there.
There are some great routes up there. So you
cool
can,
gravel
the,
routes.
The cool thing about the Iowa Gravel Series is, one, I think their price is hard to beat. For $399, you can race all seven races. You get a t-shirt, an IGS jersey, and all your meals are included.
Okay.
That's a pretty good price.
That's a pretty good price.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at seven races.
How much is it per race? Like 40,
so
50 bucks or something?
If you want to do just for the ride, right? One entry, it's 40 bucks a ride.
Okay.
So that's 280 bucks. But, you know, then your meals, you don't get any shirts, you don't get anything like that.
Oh, okay. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to bare bones it, that's the way to do it. Lunch and a shirt package for one race is 60 bucks. So if you can catch one or two, it's always a good thing. Catch a shirt. But
you know, so they you got get some shirts good, and meals and entries for all seven races.
$399.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good price.
Yeah.
So, that's a good thing to think about. And I'd love to get somebody from the Iowa Gravel Series to come on and talk to us more about it in detail. I think there's some, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about.
Yeah,
the
we'll
history.
Reach out.
Yeah, let's reach out.
I think
to these
they
guys
actually and have their own podcast. So
oh, do they?
We could do. You know, maybe we could do a.
Yeah, but they're not as funny as we are, I guarantee you that much.
No, or as good looking.
Yeah, there you go, brother. Now but, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So so those are some of the things that are going to be going on in this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
But let's stop. Let's take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break.
Do a commercial break. We're going to have to redo the commercial, everyone, so we apologize because we've just kind of been behind the eight ball. But it is our 26th year, and we are now happy to announce that we have Jamis Bikes and
Jamis Bikes.
Rad E-Bikes.
And Rad E-Bikes.
So let's take a break and we'll come back after that. All right, we're going to take a second here to give a shout out to our sponsor, The Bikeway. For a quarter century, The Bikeway has been the premier destination for all things cycling in Omaha and beyond, with a legacy of passion, dedication, and community. Discover the latest and greatest from top brands like Giant, Live, Transition, Santa Cruz, Scott, Bianchi, Sunday BMX, and DK. We've got the perfect ride to fuel your adventure. More than just a shop, explore our extensive selection of apparel and accessories. And the Bikeway Certified Service Department has you covered, from basic maintenance to suspension work to custom builds and everything in between. And while you're here, treat yourself to a delicious cup of coffee. As a rider-owned and operated establishment, you can trust that we're dedicated to providing the best possible experience for fellow enthusiasts like you. So join us at the Bikeway, where every ride is an adventure. Here's to 25 years of riding together and many, many more. All right, and we are back. So once again, 26 years in the Omaha metro area, the oldest serving independent bike dealership in this area. Pretty happy about that. It's been a good couple of years. We're hoping that 2025 is going to be a great year, and that reminds me to tell everybody, hey, look, it's still early. If you have not gotten your bike worked on, get it in here. Let's get it worked on, because let's face it, nothing's worse than being out in the middle of nowhere and your bike just shuts down, right? That sucks. So,
sounds like a gravel race.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So with the gravel races and stuff like that, and everything going on, we also want to talk about possibility of having some other guests come on this year. We want to get Brad in here for the Louisville Classic, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to get Rolfo?
Raffle. Raffle DeLoda.
So kind of like raffle, but raffle.
It's Raffle.
Right. He's from Poland, right?
He's Polish,
yeah. Okay. So Raffle's going to come in. We're going to get him talking about his race, the Lewis Hills Enduro. And then we're going to reach out to some of the people over at the Iowa Gravel Series, see if we can get them come
and
talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get the Iowa Gravel peoples over here.
But, again, we're going to get Ken on talk, and we're going to get Teresa Benner to come back and talk.
You know who's involved in that Iowa Gravel Series? Yeah, our buddy Dave Cleesby. What's up, Dave?
All right, Dave. So if worst case scenario, we'll get Dave in here.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be best. That's worst case scenario. Best case scenario, we get Michelle in here. That's best case scenario.
Your screen completely.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you, Michelle. Here you are.
Oh, okay.
You know Michelle.
Oh, yes, I know Michelle.
Come on.
Well, you said the first name. I mean, I don't know a lot of last people then. But if you are a listener or know somebody that wants to come on the show, please reach out to us at the Bikeway. Just call up and ask for Dave. That's me. Or you might get the other Dave, but he'll be able to figure it out in a couple of minutes if you explain it to him three or four times.
Just talk slowly.
Yeah, talk slowly. Use small words. Yeah. Nothing new. You know, if you do walk in, don't move quickly. No sudden movements. Things like that. They'll get you to me, and then we'll see if we can't get something coordinated. A lot of events going on in 2025. I really think 2025 is going to be a great year for cycling in the community. I think we were starting to kind of see some momentum on some things.
For the first time for me personally, just let's talk about me for a while.
Yes, Dave, let's do that.
Remember last episode I was talking about, like, I didn't know what I was doing this year.
Right.
You know, and for a long time, one of the things I might do.
Have you decided?
No, I'm still thinking about it. But one of the things, when I originally got into cycling, what I wanted to do was tour the country on a touring bike. And a friend of mine actually let me use his touring bike. It was a Schwinn Expedition, which is it's a nice bike. But anyway, kind of a big thing in the 70s was kind of a precursor to gravel was a thing called randonneuring. And these are very long events. Short randonneurs are, I'm not pronouncing that right. I think it's randonneurs.
Randonneur.
But events are 200K. Everything's running kilometers, right?
Right.
So that's 120 miles. That's a short one. They have 200s, 300s, and even 600s. And so the United States Randonneuring Association, of which Nebraska has a chapter, they have events. And I was looking at that, and I'm like, you know, and one of them is in Glenwood in April.
Oh.
So I was thinking about doing that.
Okay.
You know?
So have they converted it to the imperial system as opposed to the
metric
system?
No, you have to ride everything in the metric system. That's the drawback.
So, okay. So 600 kilometers, basically 372 miles.
It's a lot. So you've heard of, it's a very famous race. It used to be run by pros, but it's been run by amateurs for over 100 years. And it's Paris-Brest-Paris. Okay, and basically you ride your bike from Paris, the outskirts of, to Brest, which is on the coast, and then you ride it back, all in one shot. And there are places where you can rest along the way, but they're far apart, and there's time limits and cutoffs. And you don't just sign up for it. You have to qualify for it. And one of the ways you qualify for it is you do these qualifying randonneuring events by, you know, a certified affiliate with PBP, and that is USA Randonneuring. And okay. So you've got to go out and do these 200. They're called brevets, okay? You have, and there it's like an event. But basically, they just get you started, and you go, and you come back, and it's not like a race.
So do you, in these types of rides, do you have bikes that also have all the saddlebags on it and stuff like that?
Yeah, you kind of do, because it's kind of like, it's a little bit like Iowa Wind and Rock,
okay.
or what used to be called Trans-Iowa, except it's usually on roads and not on gravel.
Well, it's honestly interesting that you mentioned that, because if
and that's what I've been thinking about doing.
If you remember Todd used to be here, one of our mechanics.
Big Todd?
Yeah, Big Todd.
Okay.
So Todd was really big into that type of riding.
Yeah, he was.
And so we, you know, and he's an electrician. So he got a gig doing some really good stuff down
there. He's got what kids call a paying gig.
Yeah, a real good paying gig. So, but he helped us kind of pick out some really good saddlebags and racks and stuff like that. That so, we are now starting.
Because you got to carry all this stuff. Really, you got to be prepared for everything.
Right. We really haven't done that in the past, but we've really kind of gotten into it. We've put together a really good, nice top selection of quality products for people.
Yeah.
And so Todd, you know, if Todd's listening, the kudos to him. We hope he's doing well. Every once in a while we catch up with him. But good dude. And he's been great for helping us out with that, because that, once again, it's called the bike way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean it's one type of bike way. It's just your bike way. However you choose. Yeah. And our BMX too. So there's a lot. And that's the other thing. We got a lot of BMX rides going on this year, and we got to somehow get out there and help these kids ride, because I think it's a gateway drug.
We mentioned
last
episode that Adams Park now has a pump track.
Yeah.
And the kind of bike that's really built for is a shorter wheelbase bike. So like a long wheelbase, full suspension mountain bike, it's not going to fit into these little, up and down pump track sections as well as a shorter wheelbase.
Right.
It's really ideally built for a BMX wheelbase.
Right.
Exactly what those dimensions are, I couldn't tell you. But I'm kind of thinking about getting a cruiser, which is a BMX bike. Instead of having a 20-inch wheel, it has a 24-inch wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a slightly bigger frame. It's kind of like an adult BMX bike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to get a cruiser from Sunday. They sell a really nice one. And go out there and, like, you know, have fun on the pump track.
And I did get a text from somebody who said, hey, make sure you talk about dirt jumping.
Yeah. Who's our resident dirt jumper? The kid that works here? Mac. Yeah. Mac Attack. He's got videos, man.
He does stuff.
If his mom knew he was doing it, she'd like.
You know, I think she does.
Does she?
I think she does, but
I don't know.
I mean, if
we would have gotten
were,
so much trouble for doing this crap when we were kids. Am I wrong?
You know, we just didn't have the equipment.
No,
that
the
they
bikes would have broken five seconds.
So would we have? We didn't have helmets.
Right. No, we didn't have jack.
we put a 2x4 over the side of a car and tried to jump it.
My straight up hero when I was a kid was who?
Evel Knievel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
screw Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, everyone
flipping
loved
Evel Knievel.
Knievel
was Evel. It was here's the hierarchy of dudes: Evel Knievel, Tarzan, end of list.
Really, that's it.
Yeah, dude, Evel Knievel, Tarzan. What else do you need, man?
Yeah, but Tarzan was fictional.
No, Tarzan was real. I saw it, man.
I don't know. I kind of. I think in our age group,
Johnny Weissmuller. He was an Olympic gold medalist. Dude could really swim.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. Plus, Tarzan was cool, man.
Evel Knievel was awesome. You know, you got to throw one at Neil. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, but Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, man. You just can't. I mean,
that's a little later. That's high school for me.
You're not
watching Bruce Lee in 1972 on television.
No, you're not.
No.
That was David
Carradine.
David Carradine.
Dude,
yeah.
Kung Fu. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Let me redo my list. Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Tarzan. Kung Fu.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nailed it.
So, folks, there's just a ton of stuff out there, I think, this year. And I'm really hoping that we're going to have a great season for everyone. Once again, we're here. Our goal is to make you accomplish your goals, and we're here to help you however we can. Even if you just want to come in and have a cup of coffee. I don't know if you've been into the bike way for a while, but, you know, We've got coffee here. We've got some couches sitting out front where you can sit around and just talk about bikes, drink some coffee, listen to some tunes mm-hmm. while you're waiting to get your bike worked on or
we
something.
We have the best playlists in Omaha, bar none. Yeah.
There's no comparison.
Yeah. We have no comparison. I don't think we've played on purpose a Taylor Swift song ever.
You know what else we have?
No offense, new Taylor, this year?
You know what else we have new this year?
Huh?
We've got the Bikeway Clearance Corner.
Who dat?
Have you not noticed it?
No.
I just had John. John just hung the sign over there. So, you know, we've got some...
Wait a minute. It's a clearance corner.
It's a clearance corner.
Okay, for 5 seconds, I thought you said Clarence Corner. Like, you know, like Clarence Carter?
Oh, no.
All right, never mind.
That would be cool.
Clarence Carter? That would be cool.
I can be honest.
Google that one, kids, but don't, because it's got nasty words.
So, if you're looking for a bike...
Yeah.
You know... And you want to get a nice bike.
We has bikes.
What we're doing is we've just taken some of last year's models and we're putting them on clearance.
There you go.
You know? And then we're getting ready for the new
models. I think the kids call that a sale.
Yes.
Sale price.
I like clearance corner. It just kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit.
I think we just make it a clearance corner.
A clearance corner.
Yeah.
The clearance corner.
And we'll get a life-size cutout of Brad Oildfield and put it in there. And then that shit will be solid, bro.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. But I mean, so that's something else we've been doing that we haven't done. And, you know, if you have an event, like if you have an event that you want to do and you need the services of the Bikeway or the Bikeway Beast, we, you know, have party.
We has we'll Beast travel, will right? travel.
Have Beast
we need
will
cards.
Travel.
Has Beast will
has
travel.
Has Beast will travel.
There you go.
One little thing I did throw, last episode we talked about NOS.
The NOS.
And I love their logo. I love what they did with their logo. I think it's great. But there's one flaw in there that's been just bothering me.
Oh, there's flaws?
There is. There's no hidden Bigfoot in there. I really think it would have been ideal to hide a little Bigfoot in there.
Get just, on the Bigfoot
just
tip.
Just for fun. I used to do that. I used to hide it in things to see if people would catch it.
You got to put Easter eggs in there.
You do. You know. So I'm gonna have to talk with James. But we'll definitely want James, if you're going to listen again, James.
He looks kind of like a hard science guy, though.
I think he's a more open-minded human being.
I don't know, man.
I do. But... yeah, we want to get Nas out here as
well.
Yeah,
Nas, listen, you're invited.
You're invited. Thor, you're invited. Come on, James. But other than that, reach out to us. So this is going to literally wrap up episode, can you believe 20 episodes? I mean, it's just...
I can believe whatever you say.
I'm sure you can. So, but 20 episodes, that's pretty incredible.
It's pretty legit. We're legit now.
We'll be back for another episode, episode 21 here soon. But until then, everyone, keep riding. Be safe.
Peace.